So I was playing, of course. At this time I was reading an erotic comic book. my essential tastes are wide and varied, especially when it comes to my porn. It was actually something I found amongst my husband's things when we were moving. And I picked it up. I'm like, oh, it's a good thing I opened this box and not our daughter's, because, you know, if my daughter found this, I don't know how well she would take the concept of, yes, her daddy was once a teenage boy, too. But, I don't know, I was just reading this comic, and it's very interesting, historical type thing, period pieces, so very bodice rippery. But there was this one scene that got my mind wandering. Like, I totally wasn't even reading the comic anymore. My brain was just kind of going off of something I was reading, which was about a woman who was masquerading as a man getting found out by a female, surprisingly. And the two of them tumbling into bed together. And even though this had nothing to do with the story, my brain just went on this tangent of, I don't know what, where it came from, but just this image of me and another woman, both tied spread eagle on the bed, but at opposite ends, like I'm at the head, she's at the foot. And our bodies are pressed up against one another, and there is a large double-ended dildo between us and our pussies. So if I move at all, I thrust it into her. And if she moves at all, well, you get the idea. I don't know where this image came from, but it turned me on so much. I mean, seriously, like, I was immediately wet when my brain came up with this. And I was like, okay, I've got to record. Because this is, I don't know what. So it was almost like a memory. Like, in a past life, I did this. Which, I want to know when this would be, and, you know, what the hell kind of past life it would be, because, wow. I didn't think this level of debauchery was allowed in the last, you know, 2,000 years, so maybe it was some lifetime before that. I have to admit, I do think of, a friend of mine I'd mentioned before. I have more than teasingly, once or twice, made jokes about the four of us, my husband, the two of them, and me ending up in bed. Or my husband stays home one day and I just end up in bed with the two of them. Either way. It's mostly just jokes. I don't think anybody really, sadly, takes it too seriously. At least, I don't think they do. Me? Yeah. I wouldn't have put the words out there in the world if I didn't mean it. So. But I was thinking about her and I in this awkward but sexy as fuck position. I know both she and I own a pair of nipple clamps, so I was both clamped, and then just let her husband's just toy with us in all sorts of evil and different ways until, because of the toy between us, one of us gets very excited, and before you know it, we're both going to be orgasming all over it. And I'm sorry, but there's just something so hot about this image in my head that I think it wouldn't take much at all for me to come just by being in that situation. My orgasms are always very cerebral, very tactile. I can absolutely come without touching myself, just with my imagination and with desire and, I don't know, some weird trigger that I have with certain people in my life. If they order me to come, I literally have a hard time not. I have to fight it if I don't want to. I usually don't. I usually just let it happen because I love the way it feels. I love the partners that I've trusted with this ability over me to allow that they can use it to just completely take over. When I'm in a submissive headspace, I very much love the feel of my lover's will completely overriding what I might want to do with my body. Like, that's why I enjoy, you know, orgasm denial games. It's because it's allowing somebody a certain liberty with my body. If I fought it, yeah, I could do whatever I wanted. But I don't want to fight it. What I love the best, though, it's not so much that I don't know what I'm trying to say. I don't know how to explain it. I crave feeling completely overwhelmed by my lover, and yet it tends to pretty much only be with men. With women, I prefer to be dominant. I don't know, and I think it's a trust issue, and I'm sure there's lots of psychological things in there too, but the thing about this scenario that's so incredibly enticing for me is it puts me and the other woman in an equal footing. And the other woman happens to be a switch or a sub, she'll probably enjoy it just as much as I do. I love the idea of someone arousing me and either inadvertently or because I'm an evil bitch. I just start writhing, and it's my movements in her pussy with that toy that make her come. Even though really I'm not touching her much at all. But she's forced to come because my movements made her. Even though my movements may have only been a reaction to something the boys were doing. There's something enticing about that idea. And with some of my friends that I would actually consider going into this scenario with. I think once they realized I might potentially be forcing them to come on purpose, I am sure it wouldn't take long before the tables were turned on me. I can just imagine looking up and meeting her eyes, seeing the determination in them while she starts pressing our bodies together. Each thrust of the toy in me also puts it deeper in her. And oh God, just watching her face. Imagining our husbands playing with our clamp nipples. His thing, but I imagine he would have no problem grabbing one of my little vibrations and sliding it inside me, because when I'm close to coming in, I slide that in. It pushes me so. toy's still buzzing in my ass. And I'm still spasming around it. Oh, God. That fantasy turned me on so much. Who knows? Maybe one day I'll get to try something fun like that. Heaven knows I look forward to it. I wonder if they would if they knew about this. I guess we'll see.